Rising prices and front-loading depress LATAM to America trade. Ocean spot rates from South America to North America have climbed, led by a surge. Air freight forwarders and their clients in Argentina are bracing themselves for a challenging 3 weeks when the nation's premier air cargo gateway, Buenos Aires, Ezeiza Airport, faces a severe restriction of international capacity. From 25 October to 11 November, as part of a $100 million infrastructure project, Ezeiza is upgrading its secondary runway, 1735, working on the intersection with the airport's chief runway. This will cut the length of the main runway from 3,300 meters to 1,850, which one forwarder executive said was a problem, adding, "It's mainly narrow bodies that will keep flying, but for wide bodies, it will be a challenge." Indeed, a number of international carriers have decided to pause operations during the period. Lufthansa canceled flights between the Argentine capital and Frankfurt, and Swiss is suspending its Zurich Buenos Aires service. Others are not selling Buenos Aires service for that period include the three large U.S. airlines, American, Delta, and United, along with Air Canada, Turkish Airlines, Emirates, Air France KLM, British Airways, Ethiopian Airlines, and China Eastern, as the shortened runway will not allow their widebodies to take off at maximum weight. Other carriers have inserted fueling stops into their routes. Aerolíneas Argentinas is planning tech stops in Rio for its services to Rome and Madrid, while Iberia routes its return flight to the Spanish capital over Montevideo. The cancellations of the big three U.S. carriers mean another drop in capacity to Latin America's biggest market, just after the start of the winter schedule, which ushers in a switch from their transatlantic to Latin America networks. This summer, the sector has seen a more pronounced reduction in passenger capacity to North America, down 7.4% year-on-year, whereas seat capacity to Europe rose 3.8%. "We're working on a couple of alternatives," one forwarder said. When operations at Ezeiza were hit by fog, flights were diverted to Rosario, Cordoba, and Montevideo, he recalled, but expressed misgivings about the alternatives. Rosario has seen air freight grow, thanks to e-commerce traffic, but is too small and lacks equipment, he said, adding that going via Montevideo is hamstrung by the fact that the ferry connecting the Uruguayan capital with Buenos Aires does not carry trucks. Further concerns emerged in mid-August, 2 weeks after the start of the airport upgrade, when the National Civil Aviation Administration announced it still had not received funding for communications equipment, vehicles, and work tools for its staff to perform control, oversight, and support work for the construction companies, warning this posed risks for those employed on the project. Besides the runway, the project includes the establishment of an apron for narrow-body aircraft, paving taxiways, completion of a 12,000 sq meter courier terminal, and expansion of the airport's export facility for perishables, which will raise temperature-controlled space from 4,500 sq meters to almost 7,000. According to Peter Cerdá, IATA's VP for the Americas, cargo infrastructure development has lagged growth in cargo throughput at the majority of airports in the region. And he accused the operators of the gateways serving Lima, Bogota, and Santiago of having concentrated on passenger-related projects to the detriment of cargo. He emphasized one positive aspect, noting the airports had the space for cargo development, and stressed that in addition to building infrastructure, the competitive position of these airports needed to be strengthened by reducing obstacles and optimizing operating conditions. Meanwhile, on the maritime side, Maersk has launched a cold chain service from Chile to the U.S. for grapes and other perishables that require fumigation. This grape season, it ran a pilot, moving the fruit to the mid-Atlantic and southeast regions of the U.S. via the Port of Wilmington, featuring fumigation at the port and subsequent inland delivery. According to the carrier, it gives importers faster access to their freight and reduced transport costs in comparison with other routes. Overall, ocean transport service from South America to North America deteriorated after months of improvement, according to Sea Intelligence Maritime Analysis. Its Global Liner Performance report for August shows schedule reliability down 8.3 percentage points in June-July, month-on-month, to 75.4%, and 11.3% lower than a year ago. The average delay for all vessels extended by 0.79 days from the past month to 1.3 days, while the average delay of late vessels increased 1.11 days to 5.22 days. It was the first month of decline this year. Schedule reliability had been improving, albeit at a sinking improvement rate since March-April. Four of the box carriers in the sector showed improved punctuality, while the other four registered declines. Southbound schedule reliability slipped 2.5 percentage points from May-June to 84.5%, but was still up 3.2% year-on-year. For uninterrupted access, sign in or sign up to the Daily News, Premium, or the Lodestar Enterprise Plan. Comment on this article.